getting everybody lit up with the announcement by the CFL commissioner about these changes. And he had quite the shopping list of changes that we're going to see come into play in the CFL next season and the following season as well. We'll talk more about that as I'm into the final hour here of the Evan Bray Show. Brent Lauk's filling in. And of course, you know, gee, I wonder what they'll be talking about for 4 hours on the Green Zone starting at 2 o'clock today. Love to hear from you at 1-877-332-8255. Right now, I'm hoping my next guest is going to get me well on my way to my career as a movie star. We're joined by Aaron Dean right now, CEO of Creative Saskatchewan, to talk about some pretty positive news in the world of movie making in our great province. Aaron, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me, Brent.
So, what do you think? Have I got a shot at this point in my life? Big movie star well, opportunity?
Yeah, I'm not sure I can help line up your next big film opportunity, but I'm so excited to talk about what is happening in Saskatchewan right now.
Well, it's nice to hear there is excitement about the movie industry in Saskatchewan, because as we recall, there have been years where there wasn't a lot of excitement.
Yeah, and you know, a couple of years ago, government really recognized an opportunity and they've started investing more and more in this industry, and good things are happening.
Like what?
So a couple weeks ago, there was a supernatural horror film called Split Rock that filmed in the Badlands. It was produced by Prowler Pictures, which is a Saskatchewan company. And yeah, so filming was taking place in Avonlea, Claybank, Assiniboia, Rock Glen, and the Grasslands National Park. So that's really exciting to see film production in those areas.
Absolutely right. You know, we've got so much in this province to offer as far as scenery and great locales, and it's nice they were able to make use of that beautiful slice of nature in the south.
Yeah, absolutely. Our locations are one of our really unique offerings for the film industry because Saskatchewan is so diverse. So we're so happy to see that production happening there. And there's other productions that are happening across the province too. So, you know, Saskatchewan, a lot of docuseries happen here, and some of those people might be familiar with. Searchers, Guardians of the North, to name a few. And then there's kids' content, Stories of the North and Chums up in Saskatoon. So there's production happening all over the province.
You know, and it's nice in this world we live in with all the streaming options that are out there, too. All these channels need content. They need product, and it's nice that we're able to provide some of that.
Absolutely. There's ways right now that you can go and watch some of the Saskatchewan content that's been made here. If you have Crave or Amazon Prime, a feature that was filmed here a couple of years ago, Die Alone, is available to watch there. And that show had a lot of interest, and I think it made the top 10 to watch in the New York Times. So that's definitely one worth checking out. And then the holidays are coming up, and we have some kind of Christmas rom-coms, including A Cowboy Christmas and Gifts of Christmas, that people can go watch on Tubi. And then a lot of documentaries filmed in Saskatchewan can be watched on City Saskatchewan. So it's not hard to find this content. It's coming out of our own province, and they're sharing Saskatchewan stories with the world.
Aaron Dean is my guest. Aaron is the CEO of Creative Saskatchewan. So what is your organization, Creative Saskatchewan, all about then? And are you kind of the center of all of this activity, that everything kind of moves through your organization?
Yeah, Creative Saskatchewan is the economic development agency for Saskatchewan's creative industries, and we're also the province's official film commission. So we invest in projects that, you know, might be the film industry, music, book publishing, a wide range of creative industries all over the province.
So how do these creators access potential funding then from you?
Yeah, that's a great question. So if they have a project that is commercially viable, meaning it's meant to generate revenue and create jobs, have an export at the end, the best place to start is our website. And we offer consultations with our program advisors. So if you have a project you think is a fit, start at our website, just creativesask.ca.
Are we seeing more and more Canadian companies that are getting into the creative area as far as making product? You know, I know over the years, Canada, I think of Vancouver and Toronto and major centers always were popular spots for filming from Hollywood. They'd come up, and often it was because of the tax advantage for them. But are we seeing more and more Canadian production companies coming here?
Well, I think you nailed it earlier when you said the appetite for content across all these streamers has just exploded. So, you know, all of those streamers, their competitive advantage is unique content, and it's great to see that Saskatchewan can be part of filling that. So we are seeing some growth in Saskatchewan specifically, and, you know, I mentioned Split Rock, but there was another feature that just wrapped here in Regina called One Perfect Date, and we're seeing, you know, maybe younger, more emerging talent having some success with broadcasters and getting their first deals and choosing to stay here in Saskatchewan because of the competitive advantages of it might be our program, but also talented workforce, great locations, and really friendly communities that are supportive of seeing creative industries at work in their backyards.
You know, you mentioned earlier a kind of a change in mindset on the part of the SAS Party government just a few years ago, where I know a lot of people in the creative industry were happy to see that. So why the change? You know, we went from a situation a number of years prior to that where the government basically stepped away from this funding. Why do you think they're back?
Yeah, I think it was recognizing that there was an opportunity here. You know, these investments into these projects, they do create jobs, they do attract business into local communities. And, you know, these productions come in over a really short period of time. They spend a lot of money. And so, you know, that's on labor. It could be hotels, restaurant spends, lumber, everything that you see on in a film, somebody had to either buy it or create it. And so that's a lot of economic spinoff. And I think, you know, that was something that, to their credit, government recognized, and they said, we're going to get into this again, and we're going to invest in it, and we're really proud of the results. And we hope to see that investment continue.
Okay, so maybe I can't be the next big movie star from Saskatchewan, but is there a way I can get in as an extra, you know, as a walk-on in the background?
Yeah, there's a lot of ways to engage with the film industry. And the best starting point is with our friends over at ScreenSask. So they're the member-driven industry association representing the film industry in the province. And anybody looking to get training, to work in film, or maybe, you know, see opportunities coming up to get involved somehow, that is the best place to start.
Boy, some great positive news. Aaron Dean, thanks for joining us today, CEO of Creative Saskatchewan, and we'll just keep watching for more of those film crews around.
Awesome. Thanks for having me.
You bet, Aaron Dean, our guest. You're listening to the Evan Bray Show. Evan's out on the combine. I just think I saw a text coming in on my phone. 1-877-332-TALK. What are you thinking this morning, Saskatchewan? A lot of people thinking about the changes announced for the Canadian Football League that'll come into play next season and the following season. More on that and off our text line, whatever's on your mind at 1-877-332-8255. It's the Evan Bray Show on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.